controlling pests without chemicals. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Fruit growers are constantly looking for ways to reduce spraying chemicals that control insects and diseases. But they're slow to adopt a new practice until it's proven to work. A vineyard in Leelanau County is one of the first to try a spray that produces no chemical residue and only pure oxygen as a byproduct. Bob Allen reports.
Naturally occurring ozone gas is produced when lightning flashes through the air. A machine that creates ozone with an electrical charge mixes those bubbles of gas with water. That ozonated water has been used for years to disinfect containers in the bottled water industry. It kills such things as molds, fungus, and bacteria on contact.
What you're basically doing is creating an environment that it can't live. And with the ozone, the beauty is that when you're done, you get pure oxygen.
Bill Sigmund is owner of Pure Waterworks in Traverse City. He adapted an ozonator to ride on a trailer behind a tractor with a spray tank and a generator to keep the electric charge going. He's convinced ozonated water can replace some of the chemical sprays used routinely in vineyards.
It's not that we're going to make a vineyard be able to be chemical free, but as far as insect control, rust, blights, things like that, we're there.
But he still has to convince growers. So far, he's had one taker for the spray rig he's fabricated. Jay Briggs says it would work well to spray a few acres.
All together with our vineyard here and our other vineyard, we have, 50 acres, and that would take forever.
Briggs manages 45 North Winery in Leelanau County. But here's the thing. Ozonated water is already being used in wineries. Briggs uses it to sanitize equipment and to keep bacteria and molds out of wine barrels. So he was intrigued by the idea of using ozone to fight molds, mildew, and insects in the vineyard. And he set aside a small plot this year to test it out. The results were surprising.
And I was just out there this morning walking around, and I have zero fruit infection in the ozone. There's a touch of powdery mildew on leaves, but at this point in the year, it's easily remedied.
Now, that's just an observation of one small section of one vineyard in one year. Not nearly enough to satisfy researchers such as Annemiek Schilder. She studies disease in wine grapes at Michigan State University. She's open to the possibility that ozonated water may be a revolutionary technology, but she says first there needs to be several years of unbiased studies to prove it works. On the other hand, she says, approved chemical sprays for grapes are very effective because they last a lot longer.
Once they're on the leaf, they are active for a week, 14 days, sometimes up to 3 weeks, and they kill any incoming spores. And the ozonated water, it dissipates almost instantly.
You'd have to spray ozone virtually every day to get the same protection. That's not something Jay Briggs at 45 North Winery would even consider. He doesn't expect ozonated water by itself will ever take care of the vineyard. But he does see potential, say, to knock back the first signs of mildew, for instance.
I mean, anything that we have as a tool that can get us away from chemical dependency, I think it's a great addition to the industry.
Briggs plans to set aside a regular section of the vineyard next year for a head-to-head comparison between ozonated water and commercial sprays. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.